Hi, and welcome to the Creekwood Christian Church Sermon Podcast. This week, as we continue our Global Generosity Sermon Series, we hear from Reverend Caroline Hamilton Arnold, the Associate Director for Week of Compassion.
Good morning. It is a delight to be with you. I was supposed to be with you last November. Whitney and I arranged it while we were in a hotel room. I don't remember what island in Indonesia that hotel room was. It was not a very luxurious one, but we were dreaming about how Week of Compassion and Creekwood Christian Church could partner in the good ministry and further the work that we have been doing together. And then a hurricane hit, and I ended up in Puerto Rico and had to cancel and felt very bad. And it took us a year to find a date that would work for everyone, and so I am delighted to be with you this morning. Our scripture comes from the book of Nehemiah, everyone's favorite nighttime reading, yeah? So the very brief context of Nehemiah so you know what's going on. The people of Israel and Judah have been taken into exile. They've been in exile for many generations in Babylon. And Nehemiah is an official, not very powerful, but has the ear of the king on occasion. And so goes to the king and says, "I am grieved because my city of Jerusalem is still in ruins. Please let me go back and see if we can fix it." And the king considers this for a bit, and it's been kind of a project that the Persian king Cyrus has kind of been doing at this point, that local communities are getting rebuilt, mostly just so he can expand his empire. But when you let people rebuild their houses, they get really happy with you, and it's easy to keep loyalty. So Cyrus says, okay, this is fine, go back, rebuild Jerusalem. And so Nehemiah has traveled back. Does a little clandestine scouting of the wall to see how the damage is looking before he broaches this subject with the local leaders. And that's where we pick up our scripture today in chapter 2, verse 17. And Nehemiah is the one narrating this. "Then I said to them, 'You see the trouble we are in, how Jerusalem lies in ruins with its gates burned? Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so that we may no longer suffer disgrace.' I told them that the hand of my God has been gracious upon me and also the words that the king had spoken to me. Then they said, 'Let us start building.' So they committed themselves to the common good." Here ends the reading. May God lend understanding. First, I say thank you. Creekwood Christian Church has been a faithful partner with Week of Compassion, a Circle of Compassion endowment contributing congregation, a congregation that means the work of Week of Compassion continues. And that work of Week of Compassion as the Relief, Refugee, and Development Mission Fund for the Christian Church Disciples of Christ in the United States and Canada is to be an avenue of resources between you, individuals, congregations, interested parties, and places of crisis around the world. Crisis because of natural disasters like flooding in Houston and hurricanes in Puerto Rico and tsunamis in Indonesia. Crises like the displacement of people because of war and persecution at a moment when we have the highest number in history of displaced persons in our world, and the ongoing crises of extreme poverty that limit people's ability to have lives that are full and that flourish. You enable the work of Week of Compassion to bring hope, to bring possibility, to empower these communities to respond to the crises in their midst. And so I thank you for that work, and it is my joy to serve as the Associate Director for Week of Compassion. Would you join me in a word of prayer? Spirit of God, fall afresh on us. Open us to whatever it is you would like to move from deep in your heart, deep into ours. Amen. Y'all feel really far away. Gabe, would you indulge me in letting me steal one of your music stands if I promise not to steal music? That's much better. Now I can see your faces. In June, I was in Puerto Rico working with our siblings at the Iglesia Cristiana Discípulos de Cristo, which is our sister congregation of disciples on the island, 106 congregations across a very small island. It was about my third trip down, and finally it felt like we were getting things done. For 8 months, we had been doing the kind of grinding work of identifying where we could make a significant impact and what partners we needed to connect with and what programs could help us get resources. And we were creating from scratch a disaster response and recovery program for the disciples in Puerto Rico. As the program director, Jose and I were loading up the truck on the second day of my visit, heading out to visit some project sites, some homes that we would be working on rebuilding, Pastor Miguel Morales, the general pastor for the disciples, came rushing out of his office to catch us, and he had this delighted look on his face and a sparkle in his eye, and he grabbed my arm and kept me from getting in the truck, and he said, "I need you to see this." And he showed me a piece of paper, full color print, Week of Compassion logo, Disciples in Puerto Rico logo, Programa Edifiquemos. Now, what you should know about Miguel Morales is he is a deeply generous man, especially when it comes to his estimation of my Spanish language skills. And so I looked at him and I said, "Miguel, this is beautiful. I don't know what that word means." And he very kindly looked back at me and explained that edifiquemos comes from the same root that our English word edify comes from. And it literally means let's build or let's build up. And the inspiration for this name, for the program, comes from verse 18 of our scripture this morning, which in Spanish is, "Entonces dijeron, levante manos y edifiquemos." So they said, "Let us rise up and build." Quite a fitting text, I think, for the Puerto Rican disciples to take as their inspiration, because the story of the book of Nehemiah is about the rebuilding of Jerusalem. As I mentioned, the people of Israel and Judah had for several generations been in exile. This was the greatest disaster to ever befall the people. They had been taken from their city, the very house of God, and that city and the temple within it were destroyed. In the time of Nehemiah, a few had returned to the city from exile, and they were at the task of rebuilding. Before Nehemiah arrived, the temple had begun to be rebuilt, but the city walls remained in ruins. Fitting indeed for our Puerto Rican community, which has experienced such devastation from Hurricanes Irma and Maria, where homes and neighborhoods and schools and churches were reduced to rubble. To date, Programa Edifiquemos has developed work plans for 36 homes, has begun repairs on 4, and completed one. The family moved in, and I got a video of the little kids dancing in their new bedrooms. But unfortunately, while we have the plans and the materials, repairs are moving slowly due to the shortage of available labor. Our program director, Jose Molina, has been exploring possibilities with vocational trainings and other work crews to supplement donated and contract labor, but the truth is we simply need more hands. Good news is, Our first volunteer ambassador team from the mainland is scheduled to arrive on the island today, so keep them in your prayers this week. And if you are interested in taking a team or joining an existing team, we have plenty of spaces available, and we will put you to good work. It's important for us to note that Nehemiah's task was not just about reconstructing the physical edifices of the city of Jerusalem. It was about reconstituting a community that had been torn apart by the exile. In addition to the ways that their collective identity had been torn apart by separation, unjust practices were destroying the community of those who had remained and those who had returned. There was this form of predatory lending happening in the city of Jerusalem that was just decimating people's resources. Meanwhile, the rulers who had implemented these lending practices were amassing great wealth and living in luxury. The city needed to be rebuilt, yes, but more fundamentally, the identity of the people of God needed to be restored. The work of physical rebuilding in Puerto Rico is about more than just structures as well. The island had been in a complex economic situation and crisis for a decade prior to last year's storms. There was an exodus going on of young people and professionals and educated folks leaving the island for the mainland, draining leadership and education from the island. This challenge was exacerbated by the storm when, at its peak, tens of thousands of people were leaving the island every day. Disciples in Puerto Rico have been working to maintain the integrity of communities. They're developing new leadership, hosting leadership camps for youth and young adults, hosting extended education, continuing theological education for pastors and lay leaders. And in the midst of all of that, they're preparing for future storms with communication networks and preparedness training. And they're supporting those who have stayed on the island and trying to restore the communities. The church is claiming the good work of rebuilding, but more deeply of building up and edifying the communities of Puerto Rico. The witness of our scripture and of God's work through our siblings of the Iglesia Cristiana Discípulos de Cristo invites us to ponder, what church are we building? Are we using our resources to build up the kingdom of God, or, as Ada Maria Isasi Diaz puts it, the kingdom of God, to emphasize our communal kinship relationships within the body of Christ? When Jesus describes the kingdom of God, he draws on the imagery of the prophet Isaiah, a feast, a banquet where elbows rub and knees knock under the tables because we're squished, because we always make room for more. And in the midst of that ministry, Jesus declared this kingdom was at hand, glimpsed in the compassionate, redemptive, reconciling presence of Christ, who healed the sick and associated with foreign women and ate at the tables of the outcast and the undesirable. Jesus created a community. And years later, when John of Patmos envisioned the day when God finally gets all that God wants and the kingdom is fully realized, he described a new Jerusalem. A new Jerusalem where there will be a wedding feast, and the beloveds of God will sit with the Lamb. A city where God will dwell, and there will be no more tears, and the leaves are for the healing of the nations. It's a pretty remarkable image, and one we're called to work for. It's one of those timey-wimey paradoxes of faith, that the kingdom of God is already here and not yet arrived. We, as the church, glimpse this future kingdom, anticipate the full kingdom and hopefully make it more of a reality here and now. And so I wonder, how are we building the kingdom of God? I know some in this church have experience with the physical work of building, because when I was about 13 years old, I was part of a youth mission trip that was going to Montana to do home repairs. The leaders of this church had the foresight to recognize a bunch of awkward teenagers would be less of a hazard and more of a help to the folks we were trying to serve if we had some training. And so during youth groups for a few weeks prior to the trip, we learned some skills. Mike, were you part of that? I think you might have taught me how to properly score and break drywall, a skill that I put to good use when I was the only one on my ecumenical work crew who had ever worked with drywall, and our task was to drywall a staircase. Some of you have put those skills to work recently with the Interfaith Habitat build. Building up not just a home, but also a chance for stability for a family in Denton, and building up relationships and understanding across religious difference right here in North Texas. I'm curious how else you see Creekwood Christian Church building up the kingdom of God. You are doing this work in one way, in many ways, really, through Week of Compassion. In some places, like in Puerto Rico and Southeast Texas, Saint St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands, the building is literal, as Week of Compassion enables home repairs for those who were affected by natural disasters. Our stewardship, generosity, and partnership also helps build up communities, livelihoods, dignity, and hope for a better future. Building the kingdom of God can start with something as small as a greenhouse, as audacious and powerful as a group of organized women. Families in the exceptionally remote area of Totonicapan, Guatemala, have extremely high rates of poverty and illiteracy in their communities. The farming knowledge of generations had been lost during a 36-year civil war. And even after peace accords were signed, mothers like Olga Tumux watched their children suffer from malnutrition. So with support from Week of Compassion through our partners at Growing Hope Globally, formerly Foods Resource Bank, Olga and some of the other women of the community developed a co-op and started thinking about how they would address the issue. And after much discussion, they determined that growing vegetables was their best option because they could eat what they grew and could sell the excess at market. Problem is, during the war, indigenous communities had been pushed deep into the mountains to find safety. And in the mountains, it gets too cold at night for most profitable vegetables. So the women said, why don't we build greenhouses? Their husbands said, you don't know anything about greenhouses. And they said, that's true, but our partners at Foods Resource Bank do. Our partners know all about greenhouses, so they made some models and got technical assistance from Growing Hope, Foods Resource Bank, and vegetables became a vital source of nutrients and income for these families. Over the years, they've grown this enterprise. And in addition to building over 40 greenhouses in their villages, the Women's Cooperative of Totonicapan has 1,000 members who are active advocates for women's rights, an end to domestic violence, transparency in government, and better health and education services for their children. Olga continues as the leader of this co-op and was elected in 2015 to a state development council. And earlier this year, she was appointed to the governor's advisory board to advise on indigenous issues. A vision for vegetable gardens, to provide supplemental income and nutrition for families led to the empowerment of dozens, hundreds of women. Their work paved the way for greater visibility and representation in government and a hope for a future of peace and well-being for their entire region. You were part of that work through your gifts to Week of Compassion. Sometimes, though, often, perhaps, our building is not physical at all. Rather, it's about creating spaces and attitudes that reflect the welcome and compassion of Christ. I think about two other projects you have supported through Week of Compassion. In Kenya, Week of Compassion partners are helping build a culture of understanding and inclusion. Our partners at Church World Service have worked to establish communities of support for LGBTQ refugees who, after fleeing the violence in their own homes, had to relocate out of the refugee camps in Kenya because they were facing new persecution because of their gender and sexual identities. So they have moved to the urban centers and have become part of these support groups and have been participating with CWS in projects to increase protections for LGBT persons in the workplace and to educate employers about how they can make their employees more safe. And I think also of our partners in Bethlehem, where at Christmas Lutheran Church, our partners at DR are training Palestinian youth who have grown up their entire lives in the midst of violence and conflict. These youth are learning now nonviolent advocacy skills and have been paired with mentors who are academics studying church and state relations. And they are envisioning and creating a future of peace and religious pluralism in the Middle East. God willing. When Nehemiah urges the people to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, the people respond eagerly, "Let's get up and build." And verse 18 then says that they got to it. The NRSV, which we read today, says they committed themselves to the common good, to the good of the entire community. Other translations say they set their hands to the good work. We are the ones. We as people who recognize God's invitation to all to be part of God's movement in the world are the ones who must put our hands to the good work. The good work of welcome, of compassion, of building up communities for hopeful futures. We are invited to join God in this good work of making God's kingdom ever more a reality in this time and in this place. This is our task, church. Edifiquemos. Let's build.
Would you join me in a word of prayer? Holy and gracious God, a task you have set before us. To serve and work as your people, to join our hands together. Edifiquemos. Let it be us, your people together. The ones you have called to build, the ones you have called to love, the ones you have called to extend ourselves, not only our hands, but our hearts as well. Let it be in your name that we work and build, that we love and engage. Amen.
Just stand and sing.